We're in
and we're on.
And microphone. How does that sound?
Hello.
It sounds directional.
Is that good or not? It's directional.
That's fine.
We'll just have to be directional today.
Why? Because if we change it, it makes a big spike?
Yeah, it makes a big click noise.
We can be direct.
We'll have to be direct with you. Hello, everybody. This is our 100th broadcast.
Coming up.
And we're not sure what to say about this. I feel kind of excited.
Yeah.
And I'm astonished.
I feel a bit teary.
Do you feel teary?
Yeah. I feel like, oh, our baby.
Our little baby's 100. Not 100 years old. We have our second birthday coming up in
a month.
And we're going to make a big deal. We're going to be banging the tambourines and drums about that. But this one kind of snuck up on us, I guess, the 100th broadcast.
It did.
We were suddenly just there. But I brought some chocolate cake.
Yes.
So we could have a little 100th broadcast birthday party. Or party. It's not our birthday yet. So time. Is this what we're going to talk about? Milestones.
Well, yeah. Like, why is it significant? Why do we get... what is it about the number 100, for example?
Well, it's not only our 100th broadcast. It's our 100th week. So whilst it's not a year, an annual anniversary, it is a weekly kind of...
100 week anniversary. 100 weeks ago, we switched on the mic for the first time.
I remember it well.
I'm going to see if I can get you to burst into tears. You're a little bit teary, I'll get you over the edge. That's what I do. I make people cry for a living.
And I was pulling my hair out because the sound quality wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. And we've come a long way since then. So
the sound quality's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it has.
Well, the tech, you know, it's been an ongoing evolution with all.
And I was doing all that I could to stay in the zone to do my job.
And I had a little script just to say, hello, welcome to One Mind Live.
And I had a little tapping script. Yeah. You know, I couldn't, God forbid, I should wing it. I was just like, well, what am I going to tap on? Because I have to keep within that time frame.
So 100.
100. I've got superstitions. I realize I have a superstition around dates and numbers. So 100th, I mean, I feel good about 100th broadcast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it comes to a birthday, I have this superstition that... it's sort of like a countdown to, you know, I'm a year older and therefore I'm closer to falling off my perch, you know.
When did that concept begin for you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just noticed that grandparents, you know, when I'm now 80 and I'm now 82 and then they just die. You know?
They go, I remember my grandparents and people, oh, I'm 86 now, won't be long now.
Yeah. I know.
And you kind of go,
So it is that, yeah.
But it's not like you psychically feel that when you're 100, you're going to drop off the perch.
No, I don't. I decided actually to reverse my age now. I've reached a certain age in my life, not that I'm vain or anything, but I'm going back a year every time the clock goes around.
I'm getting closer to one.
It's a joke because the discomfort of actually having an ascending number.
Yeah, look, it is. So I don't know whether it's a superstition, but we were just chatting before we hit the microphone. So how did you frame it? It wasn't a superstition, Naomi Jansen.
What did I say?
What was it? It wasn't about...
Because it wasn't a superstition. Oh, the death clock. Is that what it was when I said...
No. I can't think.
Well, we started talking about the significance of numbers, and we said why, as you know, as we were fiddling with the controls to get everything up and running, we just started to kind of, wow, 100th broadcast. Why is 100 important? And talking about how numbers are significant in certain, like Kabbalah, that's very significant in Kabbalah, which I studied for a little while.
And numerology.
Numerology is part of Kabbalah. And what is
100 is 1 plus 0 plus 0,
mm-hmm.
which is 1,
mm-hmm.
which is alignment.
Oh,
ultimate alignment.
Interesting.
And you mentioned,
unity.
Yes, and you mentioned the sun. What was the sun number or the astrological.
I was just talking about birthdays are a solar.
A solar return. Yes. Yeah. Solar around. Return. So we've come around.
We can't talk about birthday yet. We have a month to go.
Yeah.
This isn't our birthday, but we're kind of drawing a similarity mm-hmm. between growing older and anniversary. And today's our 100th anniversary, 100th week anniversary. Mm-hmm.
And what it means to me, I look at that 100 and I just stare at it and I think, we have accomplished 100 broadcasts. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I don't think I quite get it because it feels it's new every week. Well, it is new every week.
And it seems like such a lot of broadcasts.
It seems like a big number, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like when TV shows have their 100th episode, it's always like bring in the guest stars and, you know, have jump the shark. And it kind of is similar to like when I used to be a screenwriter, if I finished a script and I'd print it all out and then I would just sit it on the table and stare at it. Like not read it, just actually stare at the stack and go,
wow.
Did I put all those letters on those pages?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's what I'm feeling now. It's just that 100 represents to me. Birthdays tend to represent sort of more kind of like what you're talking about is it makes me look ahead to what's to come. But this 100 has me looking back and just going,
wow.
I can't quantify.
Mm.
It just seems like a huge number.
Mm. Must be the trance music that we use to sort of kept us into some kind of hypnotic state.
That's right. That's why it feels present.
Because I'm not feeling exhausted or tired. I don't feel like I've climbed Mount Everest.
I feel like we've just gotten started.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It just feels like we're just warming up.
So
we're not exhausted here at One Mind Live. We're just starting to cook.
Yeah, we're cooking with gas.
So you were, Naomi Janssen, talking about how you would segue this conversation where we're just basically talking about ourselves.
which is all we ever do, but...
But you were going to turn this into a topic for tapping.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, how would you turn that sort of... that question about numbers? Because with tapping, we always look for the pain points. We always look for... what's the block? What's the negative that is within us that we, by witnessing it and acknowledging it, we can dissolve?
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with the birthday issue, how we have instilled in us, in the collective consciousness, a resistance to growing older or to having another year under our belt. I mean, even as I say that, it doesn't feel completely true, but I'm sure there are people who do feel that anxiety with every year that passes. But yeah, it feels like the pain point in there is a resistance to time passing. I can relate to that. Like, I feel sentimental all the time about, wow, this is...
Especially watching your little children's grow up.
Oh, don't start on that one.
Can I get you crying too?
Yeah, you'll get me.
Two for one.
It's just a miracle. It's a miracle what can happen in a time space. I mean, yes, a baby growing into a fully fledged toddler, or you know, young adult, or even a mother themselves. But yeah, there's that beauty and that wonder about it. But also for us, it's like, well, my time on Earth may not be forever. Well, we know it's not going to be forever. I mean, in a physical form.
in this mortal coil.
Yes. But we're here for a time. We're here for a short time or a long time. Depends what mood you're in. And what a miracle that is. And why not throw ourselves fully into it and enjoy it and see those numbers ticking off as achievements.
Yeah,
and to grow old as a rite of passage, as a gift for the ways that you've created and the ways you've remained safe and the ways you've remained supported and the love that's been thrown at you and expressed through you in all that you've achieved, like, you know, all those paintings, all those drawings, all those scripts.
Yeah, exactly. I remember, and I may have mentioned this before, I mean, after 100 broadcasts, who can remember what we talk about? But I remember my father feeling quite melancholy on a beautiful day, saying, how can I extract more out of this time, out of this day? And he would paint to try and deal with
that angst
or that overwhelming flooding of wanting to extract more of the essence of that day in the time that he had. And I think that's why I'm driven to create things as well. I don't feel like there's a clock ticking over me, and I'm not conscious of any really strong anxiety around my own physical death. It's just how we savor or love the time that we have right now. And
it's interesting.
And can we remember to do that?
And can we remember to do it?
Well, it's about being, when you talk about art, you talk about how your father used to paint.
Yeah.
Art puts you, I find it stops that ticking clock. It puts you right in the moment. There's no time anymore when you're, and maybe for somebody else it's gardening, and for somebody else it's looking at cloud formations. It's that moment when you are so present that the clock stops ticking. And I think the reason the clock stopping ticking feels so good, aside from the fact that you're present, is that when we're thinking about, it's interesting because clocks, you know, being round, the problem with birthdays is it feels like you're on a linear trajectory into some, there's a dark tunnel at the end, or, you know, a cliff you're going to fall off.
Yeah, a precipice.
Yeah, this sort of mortal sense of, you know, this is how many years you live, and then you fall, like you said, fall off the perch.
Yeah,
and then gone. But if you think of it more as, like imagine if you were walking around a circle, and then there's points on the circle that are all marked.
Mm-hmm.
At any point, If that point in the circle only means what it means, and it doesn't mean it in any kind of sense of I'm getting closer to the end, then you can stay fully present and appreciate that point in the circle. And then you move to the next one in that point, because there's awareness that you're going to come around again.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this three-dimensional reality is we have this illusion of linear time. And birthdays kind of activate that sometimes
It activates that.
A feeling like another step closer to that end point on a straight line.
Whereas the cyclic image, the circle, is much, much easier to sit in. And that's why there's so many rituals built into all of our cultures. And I think we're disconnected a lot from those cyclic rituals. I think that the reason why people like Joseph Campbell and Carl Jung made such a huge impact in the 20th century was that they were reminding us of those cyclic rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And those important points. And
and
they're there to rejuvenate you.
Mm. Mm.
And to reflect.
And to reflect, yes. You know, no, exactly right.
Well, without fear. Because that when you're not feeling the fear of some kind of unknown endpoint in the distant future or the near future, whatever it is, fear is the obstacle to presence. So if the fear is gone, which many religions and philosophies remove by focusing on the cyclic nature of everything and say we are cyclic as well. You're a mother now, then you're going to be a grandmother at some point, you know, your daughter's,
God willing.
And that's when the expectation was set, kids, sorry, go forth and reproduce.
So just on that note, coming to our 100th birthday and the cycle, the cycles that we have been in or that we have revisited every week perhaps, or even every 4 weeks or however long, what is it that stands out to you, you know, in that 100 years? 100 years. 100 broadcasts.
Does it feel like 100 years?
It
same
feels up? Like 100 years.
What stands out? Oh, yeah, you throw that at us with 30 seconds to go.
Make it snappy.
Can we have till next week to come up with it? Really? Really?
For me?
I'm really proud of myself that I've been so consistent. So that's a really big one for me. Okay, I'm more than happy just to jump on my little cloud and float off most of the time, and I've turned up, so I'm happy about that.
And for me, it's that I've entered that alternative reality, that multidimensional space, every week.
Mm. And for me, it's that the collective that we've created for our members and amongst ourselves, it has just felt so solid and so true and just gets stronger and more comfortable every week.
Let's do
it. Beautiful.
See you on the other side to experience the collective.